And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of May, 2016. It is World Turtle Day, celebrating the creature who first appears in fossils of the Triassic period 220 million years ago. They live long, their cells don't age like ours do. The largest turtle, the leatherback sea turtle, up to 2,000 pounds, 6.5 feet long. It's the birthday of the poet Jane Kenyon, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1947. Father was a jazz musician, taught piano, her mother a nightclub singer who taught sewing. Jane Kenyon was a shy young woman, went to the University of Michigan, married her teacher, Donald Hall, 19 years older, and they moved to New Hampshire, where she wrote spare, elegiac poems about country life. Kenyon and Hall lived on their farm, got up every morning, walked the dog, made coffee, ate breakfast, went upstairs to write. She, in a room in the attic, they had lunch, they took naps, they opened the mail and wrote until dinner. He called her Stubbsy, she called him Perkins. Over time, her poetry drew a large, loyal audience. She gave readings to large crowds. She became a Congregationalist. She died in 1995 after a 15-month battle with leukemia. Jane Kenyon, who said, "Be a good steward of your gifts, protect your time, take the phone off the hook, work regular hours." It's the birthday of Edward Norton Lorenz, West Hartford, Connecticut, 1917, mathematician turned to meteorology during World War II, and in trying to explain why it's so difficult to make a long-range weather forecast, he came up with chaos theory, sometimes known as the butterfly effect, meaning that small actions in a dynamic system like the atmosphere can trigger vast and unexpected changes. He asked the question, does the flap of a butterfly's wings in Brazil set off a tornado in Texas? Science fiction writers have been playing around with the idea for years in their time travel stories. He was the one who took it seriously. And it's the birthday of Margaret Wise Brown, Brooklyn, New York, 1910. She had already published 20 children's books when one day she looked around her house, started writing a poem. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And that resulted in Goodnight Moon, one of the best-selling children's books of all time. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, entitled At the Store. Clumps of daffodils along the storefront bend low this morning, late snow, pushing their bright heads down. The flag snaps and tugs at the pole beside the door. The old freezer, full of Maine blueberries and breaded scallops, mumbles along, a box of fresh bananas on the floor, luminous and exotic. I take what I need from the narrow aisles. Cousins arrive like themes and variations. Ansel leans on the counter, remembering other late spring snows, the blue snow of 32. Yes, it was blue. Forrest comes and goes quickly with a length of stovepipe, telling about the neighbor's chimney fire. The store is a bandstand. All our voices sound from it, making the same motley American music I've heard. This piece starting quietly with a repeated clink of a flagpole pulley in the doorway of a country store. At the Store by Jane Kenyon, from her collection Otherwise, published by Grey Wolf Press, used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Organic Valley, a co-op of family farmers bringing organic half-and-half to America's morning coffee since 1988. Organic Valley bringing the good. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.